The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
8 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour on this Friday. I don't know if it's feel good or what. You be the judge. I mean, if you're feeling high and mighty and you're praying a lot, that's a good thing. Before we go to our guest, Brady, you have a quick comment?
Within less than 9 days, they're bringing out the new vaccine, supposedly the bioweapon. And
I thought it was the election vax. Well, it's the election virus, according to Ted
Cruz. Adding into it. The quick thing is if when they hit it with that frequency of 18 gigahertz for 1 minute pause in between, they do that three times, the hydrogel that contains the Marburg that's inside the last boosters and vaccine that everybody got is then released throughout the body. And now you're going to have a huge epidemic of people having Marburg, which is almost a form of Ebola. That's what we got looking to, you know, we got to look forward to in the next few weeks. That's what the masks are coming back for, and the lockdowns most likely. We're going to have Marburg. All over.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, Brady. I'm going to ask our guest about that that's on here right now, because he is co-author of a new book called Vax, Unvax, Let the Science Speak. And of course, this was co-authored with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has been on the show before with his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Sadly, I can't get Robert F. Kennedy Jr. back on the show to talk about why YouTube censored him and get his take on a lot of the stuff that he's been saying that people are agreeing with. You know, Biden's people don't want him around. I mean, it's kind of a sad state of affairs, because, you know, when you tell the truth, oh, we can't have that. He's talking against the mainstream narrative. Del Bigtree, of course, is a podcaster, and he was one of the co-authors. This book is available on Amazon, and we have Dr. Brian Hooker, PhD, he was one of the co-authors, and he is actually on the phone with us now discussing this book. And of course, I think having Bigtree involved, I think the big admission here is what Brady just said, Dr. Hooker, and that is we have a bioweapon here. Has the collective that wrote this book, do you agree with that? Welcome to the show, by the way.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on your show. And, I am really, really concerned about the rollout of this latest COVID booster. You know, I'm a scientist, so I wouldn't go as far as calling it a bioweapon, but, you know, there are some dubious additives to the vaccine, and even just the crux of the vaccine itself, the mRNA technology, which transfects human cells, it will genetically modify human cells, is a huge, huge problem.
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Hooker. We're seeing an increase, I mean, a massive spike in turbo cancers. People that didn't have any history of this, all of a sudden, boom, the ones who got the vax, all of a sudden, now they got multiple different kinds of cancers. They get rid of one. I just lost another friend of mine in Florida who had one cancer after another, and this guy got shot, after booster, and now he's gone. I mean, he died in Sarasota Memorial Hospital, one of those vaccine death camps. And I'm just kind of like, you know, I know you're a chief scientific officer at Children's Health Defense, so you work directly with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I know. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Dr. Hooker holds 5 U.S. patents, and he's the author of over 70 peer-reviewed scientific publications, including over 20 papers covering the epidemiology of vaccine injury. Now, Megyn Kelly, of all people who should have known better, now is admitting she's suffering from a vaccine injury. Did you hear about that? Now she's gone public with it.
I did.
What's your take on
that?
What is with these media? You drank your own Kool-Aid, didn't they? They did.
You know, there were so many photo ops with individuals getting vaccines, you know, and I had to cringe every time I saw one of those photo ops. But, you know, nobody really dodges a bullet with this particular vaccine. There's so many vaccine injuries. The reporting systems, you know, even the CDC's reporting system is just exploding with numbers of vaccine injuries and, you know, neurological injuries. I don't recall the nature of Megyn Kelly's injury, but I do believe that it was neurological in scope. But,
Dr. Hooker, she admitted on camera that she is suffering from an autoimmune disease now. And we've all been saying that these spike proteins and everything, the whole jab is designed to tear down your body's immune system. Not a bioweapon, doctor, if that's not a bioweapon, I don't know what is.
It is really, really insidious what they've done. And, you know, part of it was focusing in on the spike protein. Now, if you were making a vaccine, why would you focus on the most toxic part of the virus as the basis of the vaccine? And that is the spike protein. The spike protein is toxic to human cells, and it's been shown to do that through, you know, clotting mechanisms, through interacting, you know, with inflammatory processes. And now we're taking the body and we're making it a spike protein production factory. So just being sarcastic, you know, what could go wrong?
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing, and I'm glad you wrote this book, Vax Unvax, but here's the thing. If the science is going to speak, and see, what everybody was really upset about here, Dr. Hooker, is the fact, and you probably have the insight on this because you talked to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a lot, I'm sure. You've had the conversation. Obviously, you wrote the book together, so you all had to collaborate. My whole thing is that now we have all these doctors that are being fueled by, of course, the frontline doctors, Peter McCullough, everybody else that's come out on this. And now we have the wellness clinic. We have the wellness program, how to get rid of the spike proteins, because everybody's wanting to know, oh, my God, I made a mistake. I woke up and now I realized I took this jab. And what do I do? And all of a sudden now we have all these doctors coming out that are connected with frontline doctors. And they're all pushing big pharma drugs as an alternative. I don't get it. Everybody just wants to make money off this thing. What's your take?
Well, some of them are and some of them aren't. Some of them are looking at over-the-counter remedies. Now, getting rid of the spike protein is really a big deal, but there are over-the-counter remedies. There's an enzyme from pineapple called bromelain. There's an enzyme from papaya called papayan. There's an over-the-counter supplement called natokinase. And so there are things that can be done where you do not get these high-level pharmaceuticals, you know, drugs, more drugs. So the ones that I'm most familiar with are using over-the-counter remedies to do this. If they are using more pharmaceuticals, you know, unfortunately, it's really built into some of their paradigm. You know, they go to medical school, which then they learn about all of these drugs, and it's a pill for an ill. And we need to break out of that as a society, and we need to look at more natural remedies. And we need to start with a basis and a foundation of healthy living and good nutrition in the first place anyway.
Thank you for that. I'm glad you said that. I really am. Now, that adds a lot of credence to the game here, because they are like lawyers. Or, you know, they just ruled Harvard. A survey just said Harvard was the worst law school as far as freedom of speech. And that's what we have on this show, which I'm glad you said what you just said, because this is the thing. We have a Power Mall. The Power Mall carries natokinase-based over-the-counter, and these are supplements, and people need to be paying attention to this. We got Paratrex. We've got, Detoxidine. We have a lot of different natural remedies and holistic remedies, and people, I use a Rife machine. There are settings for frequencies to get rid of the virus in the Rife machine. The people just, you know, it depends on, I hate to use the word pick your poison, but I'd have no other cliche at this point. I'm at a loss that people still trust this. Has your surveys, I mean, since you did the research on this, Dr. Hooker, have the surveys shown in any way, shape, or form, your studies, the things that you've done, that more people are waking up and paying attention to this and understanding what's happening to them?
Absolutely. You know, the pharmaceutical industrial complex overplayed their hand with the COVID-19 vaccine. You know, really, really faulty clinical trials. Things that I've known for 20 years have now played out for the U.S. public in the past 3 years. You know, a rush to market, a vaccine that was rammed through, and all other types of viral therapies were suppressed because of the emergency use authorization. The only way that they could get the vaccine approved under emergency use authorization is if there weren't any alternative treatments. So, you know, it was a sham from the very beginning, and that's causing more and more people to wake up.
Well, see, and then, of course, they badmouthed ivermectin, they badmouthed hydroxychloroquine, right. They badmouthed quercetin. Why is the FDA and the CDC allowed to continue to exist?
Wow. That's a really, really good question.
I know, that's a loaded question, isn't it?
That's a really, really good question. If only, you know, I've been investigating the CDC for 20 years, and you know, unfortunately, I have a son with a vaccine injury from his 15-month vaccines, and you know, talk about agency capture. If you look at FDA's, you probably know this already, but 45% or more of FDA's total revenue comes from big pharma. Comes directly from the pharmaceutical industry. So, you know, to me, that's the textbook example of industry capture. And then the revolving door between industry and the CDC, you know, you look at people like Dr. Julie Gerberding, who was the director of the CDC, that went on to become the president of the vaccine division for Merck, into the tune of a $4 million bonus, signing bonus, when she went on to that position. And so these agencies are captured. They are in, you know, they're Big Pharma's handmaidens.
This is just about like what happened in Wall Street, and this is what happens between the SEC and Wall Street, and it's a revolving door, and this is exactly what's happening with the CDC and the FDA. I'm beside myself on this, and now the most recent thing that's out there is now they want to, they hid the data about pregnant women, and I mean, James Thorpe, other doctors have been out there. Naomi Wolf finally came out and unloaded a huge discussion with Dr. James Thorpe, who's been on the show before, warning people, warning women, look, if you want to have kids, don't take the shot. But yet they managed to convince him. And see, this book is about let the science speak. What do they tell people that was an out-and-out lie? Can you explain that?
Well, the out-and-out lie is that vaccines are safe and effective. And that's the mantra that's repeated over and over and over again. And going into your pediatrician's office and getting your loved one vaccinated, you're given this vaccine information sheet that shows really, really nothing about what the vaccine side effects are. And so, you know, from stem to stern, when you look at the vaccination schedule, which is bloated right now, and children between the ages of 0 and 18 receive over 72 vaccines directly. You know, when I was a kid, there were just a handful of vaccines. But because vaccines are big business, because there's a liability shield, you cannot sue a vaccine maker for an injury. You have to go through a no-fault program called the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Then it's open season on vaccines. And it's now open season on vaccines for pregnant women.
Yeah, but I mean, this compensation situation, I mean, it's not happening in droves like we thought it was going to. I mean, yeah, that's a sad state of affairs. I'm sorry about that. If people buy this book, let's talk about the book for a second. You and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Del Bigtree wrote the book. What was the purpose of it? How did you come to all collaborate on this?
Well, we've been challenging the government, and especially Mr. Kennedy has been challenging the government to actually do a vax-unvax study, to do a comparison of fully vaccinated children to fully unvaccinated children, to see who's healthier, and to see if vaccines are perhaps part of the reason of the chronic health epidemic in the United States, especially among children. You know, 54% of all children have some type of chronic disorder as of 2011. And so, you know, the government's never produced the studies, but we found these studies hiding in plain sight. Mr. Kennedy contacted me in 2019 and said, let's look for vax unvax studies and see what the health outcomes are. And so I thought I'd find a handful of studies, but 100 studies later, between studies that Mr. Kennedy found and studies that I found, we have a book. And, you know, in 2021, we looked at each other and said, this is a book. We need to publish it. So we continued to do the research through the COVID-19 era so we could include that particularly dastardly vaccine. And then, you know, finally, we had a book that is a compendium. It's a handbook of all these studies with really easy to understand graphics, and it contrasts what happens when you get a particular vaccine versus what happens when you skip, what happens when you get the entire vaccination schedule versus what happens when you're completely unvaccinated.
Okay, now how does Del Bigtree fit into this?
Del wrote the foreword, and Del is such a good friend of mine and Mr. Kennedy's. And Mr. Kennedy actually met with one Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins back in 2017 to ask this very question, where are the vax-unvax studies? Where have you done comparisons to the unvaccinated controls? And so there was a seminal meeting. Fauci made a big scene, you know, rolled in all these files of all these papers, and he could not find one vax-unvax study. And so Dell has been involved from the very beginning. He was at the meeting invited by Mr. Kennedy, as well as Aaron Seary and Lynn Redwood. And so they witnessed that firsthand. And then this whole thing unfolded into our search, our quest to find actual vax-unvax studies. And most of these studies are independent. They were not completed by the government because the government refuses to look at unvaccinated controls. They want to eliminate that control group. So, you know, chronic injuries, chronic illnesses will now be the new normal.
Okay. Now, they prosecute people like Dr. Anthony Mengele, which I hope he hangs for this. That's what I call him, Anthony Mengele, because this whole thing, you know, I take a grimace on your part. I look at this whole thing.
You heard that well.
I did. I'm just like, oh, I know that sound. I look at stuff like this, and I'm sorry you guys had to hear this rant when you met with him, because this is what he's done to everybody that's been in front of him, that's been on the show, that's talked about his behavior, and he goes on this rant, and he's the authority, and when you attack me, you attack science, and I'm going, sir, you are so full of it. You have lied to the American people. You deserve to, this is Nuremberg 2.0 waiting to happen. Have you all collectively come to that idea that seriously, there is something wrong with the way this thing was played out in the American public? I cannot understand how our government would not allow what you just said, these studies, not to come forward, that they can't produce one study. They choose to ignore it. That would basically mean to the average American citizen, your government doesn't care about you, whether you live or die.
Never trust the government to tell you what to put into your body. Never. You know, this is what we're finding out. And, you know, it's played out on a grand scale. You know, observers like Mr. Kennedy and I, we've been doing this since the early 2000s. We've seen it happen to children because of the vaccination schedule, because of more and more vaccines being added to the vaccination schedule. But now with COVID-19, there's hell to pay. There is absolute hell to pay looking at the level of carnage. And again, when you look at the way that the vaccine was designed, I can't think of a more dastardly way to design a vaccine to actually elicit vaccine injuries than what they put in a vial.
Well, and then it's compounded by a lot of other things. The Republicans now, it's all become political because now there is a bill that has been offered by Republicans, J.D. Vance, Mike Braun, and Josh Hawley, co-sponsored the Freedom to Breathe Act to ban federal mask mandates in schools and on airplanes. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of that. I saw that in the news, and I saw that there was a move actually to block the bill. They were trying to pass it under unanimous consent, and I can't remember the opposing member, but it was not able to pass under unanimous consent. But, you know, I'm glad for the bill, but it's really an indictment that we need this type of legislation in the first place.
I understand. The FDA, of course, in the headlines is refusing to provide COVID-19 vaccine safety data to Senator Ron Johnson. I'm sure you're aware of that, and you've been aware of that for a while.
I am aware of that. And if you look at the original intention of Pfizer, was that they were going to release the original safety data after 75 years. And they were then forced to release the information in a timely fashion. I believe that Aaron Seary was a part of that lawsuit. But yeah, Pfizer wanted to bury the safety data, and they wanted and negotiated ahead of time an indemnification shield. So, you know, they weren't liable for their mess. You know, and they had 56 billion reasons to do that. And, you know, they've voted themselves rich. Some of the individuals that are on Pfizer's boards were made billionaires over the pandemic. Mr. Fauci's net worth went from, what, $6 million to about $14 million over the pandemic. And so you see, you know, what's the pattern here? The pattern isn't to health, you know, for human health. The pattern is to line big pharma's pockets. And there's so much, you know, there's such an incestuous relationship. And we've seen this in the past. We've seen this. We're voting new vaccines prior to COVID-19, voting new vaccines to schedule individuals that were actually voting themselves rich by casting a vote in the VRBPAC, which is part of FDA, or the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices. They're the voting bodies, which is a part of the CDC, and they would vote themselves rich. Okay, so, you know, and there were myriad conflicts of interest everywhere with these individuals that were not taking into account human health and long-term health outcomes. They were only looking at the bottom line.
Yeah, of course they were. In fact, the Pfizer study, according to a stunner from Judicial Watch, they reported on its access to 58 pages of records from the FDA. They basically say the FDA is charged with making sure products, including medicines delivered to American consumers, have been tested for safety. And, of course, their COVID vaccine safety study, 23 people. How does that make for a study?
Incredible. It gets worse than that. Some of the boosters were never tested on people. They were tested on 8 mice. You know, so you look at these boosters that they're rolling out under emergency use authorization, and they're not tested. They're not tested on children. You know, the child study that they did, the original child study that they did, they didn't even prove efficacy in terms of it preventing disease. We know that the COVID-19 vaccine does not prevent disease. It does not prevent transmission. And that's why all these vaccinated people like Joe Biden continue to get sick. But, you know, it was tested on the ability for the antigen to make antibodies, which has nothing to do with a robust immune response against a virus. It just doesn't. And we're being peddled this wholesale. These vaccines, you know, because of the FDA's relationship with Pfizer, because of the FDA's relationship with Moderna, we're being peddled more and more vaccines, and it is just not safe to get repeatedly vaccinated with the original COVID-19 vaccine by itself. It is very, very, very unsafe, but it becomes worse and worse the more that you get boosted.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, you know, we're having a conversation now for those of you just joining us with Dr. Brian Hooker. They have a new book out called Vax Unvax, Let the Science Speak. And you know, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you have a question or comment pertaining to this discussion that we're having right here, there may be something I haven't covered. A lot of people, Dr. Hooker, don't like to butt in on our conversations because they figure, well, don't worry, Dave's been studying this stuff for 2.5 years now, and he's going to ask all the right questions. And I'm like, no, maybe not. Maybe something will escape me. But the thing is now the things that people, when they buy the book, what are they going to learn?
They're going to learn the difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated for the entire vaccine schedule for vaccines containing mercury. Yeah, vaccines still contain mercury. The flu shot contains mercury. Vaccines containing aluminum. The vaccines during pregnancy the HPV vaccine, human papillomavirus, that putatively was to protect against cervical cancer, but was a big boon for the CDC and a big boon for Dr. Julie Gerberding, especially, you know, she approved that while she was CDC director for Merck, and then she gets a job at Merck. They're going to learn about the COVID-19 vaccine. They're going to learn about Gulf War syndrome and vaccines. And so, you know, there is sort of a wide array of topics. Wherever we could find a study where they had an unvaccinated control, that's what we put in the book, because we want to really, really show clearly what are the difference of the health outcomes when you opt into a vaccine versus opting out of a vaccine.
Amazing. Well, these are studies that America, I wish we'd have known about this in 2020 when this came out in the first place. But in my book, they hid it from us. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Dr. Brian Hooker. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Hooker, are you in contact with Joy Gardner out in California and her efforts to get this information out in relation to
yes.
all the good? Would you talk about how did that come out? I understood that they just really wouldn't even, when they tried to go to court to stop it.
Yes. Yes, what happened there was that... Well, first of all, I'm a fan of Joy Gardner. I'm not I'm not in close contact with her. I haven't met her, but she ran a study called the control group, and I think that if you want to learn more about it, you can actually Google the control group and see what they did. And they looked at unvaccinated children and adults. They looked at about 2,000 of them across the United States, and they looked at the rate of chronic illnesses in those individuals versus the national average, and the national average would be really a vaccinated group or a vaccinated cohort, and showed that the unvaccinated individuals that they pulled across the country were so much healthier. And then it did lead to a court battle. I apologize. I know a little bit less about the court battle than I do about the original study, which is featured in the book in Chapter 2. Vax, unvax, let the science speak. Mr. Kennedy made sure that we included the control group in the study. And so, yeah, I'm a big fan of Joy Gardner's work. And I hope she's able to continue on. I have not been in touch with her to think that we may have exchanged emails, but, such important work and put out on the public domain. But, you know, again, the mainstream media suppresses this type of information.
Yeah, appreciate it, Sherry.
Okay,
thanks for your call.
Bye.
You bet. Robert in Florida, we have a minute left. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. So how do we proceed? Last time I checked, assault and murder is illegal, and you cannot grant yourself immunity or exemption from those kind of activities. How do we get a class action suit going against all these individuals involved in this?
Good question.
Well, I know there are some... Yeah, that's a really, really good question. I know there are efforts afoot regarding the vaccine injured, especially for the COVID-19 vaccine, in order to get injury, you know, see the loophole in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program is that if you can show malicious intent, you know, or callous disregard in the making of the vaccine, then you do have an avenue to sue.
Matt, I love it. Dr. Brian Hooker, thanks so much for joining us. The book is Vax, Unvax, Let the Science Speak, available on Amazon. We will be back after the break with more news and your phone calls and your reactions to this interview we just did. Thank you, Dr. Hooker. Best of luck with the book. We'll be back after these words. Stay with us.
Comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Yes, friends. And you are my friend.
I am not a crook.
Wow. Oh, you just never know what's going to come out, right? 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Friday, the Power Mall's open right now at 877-817-9829. For those of you that want to, we do, by the way, we've got Paratrex. We've got all sorts of stuff that, you know, we have nattokinase products, all the stuff that Dr. Brian Hooker just talked about. My biggest concern over most everything, because now all the truth after the fact, this is what bothers me about authors who come out. And I mean, we've had Joaquim Hagopian. We've had people on this show, a lot of like Brian Artis. People on the show have come out. I don't know why the medical community is split on the idea that this is not a bioweapon. Half of them say it is. Half of them say it's not. Our listeners are calling. They think it is. All these studies that were hidden, why would they do that? You see, criminal behavior, people are tried and convicted based on one word and one word only: intent. Now, if you've got people like Dr. Hooker just mentioned changing places at the CDC and the FDA with private industry, with big pharma, and it's just a revolving door like the SEC and Wall Street, you know, they're controlling the game. And see, what bothers me more than anything else, my lovely wife just brought this up during the break. She goes, the bigger problem I have and the question I always ask is, how is it that these people don't understand this? How can we get the message out to people to wake them up? Why could they succumb to this kind of garbage? This marketing by the media, in bed with Big Pharma. Well, they were being paid. That's how it happened. But the question is why did we have to succumb to garbage like that? Now we got the government. We have a lawyer out there warning people. And it's not only just Children's Health Defense, which Brian Hooker is a part of. Smart clothing. Remember I was talking about Smarty Pants yesterday on the show? Revolutionizing the Internet of Things by collecting data? What it's like, sorry, you're limp tonight, but, you're not having sex. I mean, come on. You're wearing smart underwear. What do you think that's going to say? You're suffering from a case of cryptorchidism. I mean, seriously. You wet your pants. You must be having bladder issues. I mean, how's this going to work? You got to watch out for what this government is doing. You just heard Brian Hooker say, don't trust the government, period. I wouldn't. Tommy in South Carolina, what's your take on all this?
Well, if I were a big shot, big tech guy wanting to live a longer, healthy life, maybe forever, I would want to run some kind of an experiment, sort of Mingala-like, to find out if there is a fountain of youth and get some clues about what makes people live longer and what makes people live shorter. I would want to run some kind of an experiment like that, and I would want lots of two-legged lab rats, worldwide experiment. When do you suppose that's going to happen?
I don't see it. I mean, they're already talking about vax, unvax, which is why Brian Hooker and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wrote the book, writing forwards like Del Bigtree did. Well, that's one thing, because Del's been on the front end of this thing. I'm not faulting him. He was asked to write a forward. I've been asked to write a forward of a new book that's coming out here soon about what they've done basically to brainwash America and tear up the family unit. This is called Soulless Society by Angelina Marie. And I wrote the forward for that book.
That doesn't
make me the author, but I'm telling you, Tommy, I just, you're hitting the nail on the head here. I mean, you're operating on all cylinders with that comment.
Okay. Good enough. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. This is the thing, folks. The phone lines are open. You have the opportunity to comment on what you just heard. Now, it's either a bioweapon or it's not a bioweapon. Tommy just pointed out, and I just made the comment about intent. If it wasn't the intent to eliminate people, A, why did they have the virus? B, why was it created in a lab? C, why was it first manufactured in the United States? Why were all the people involved in it had some connection to Fort Detrick, Maryland, where they make bioweapons? How does all this factor in? And all of a sudden now this is used on us. Next thing you know, we got a vaccine. We got Hegelian dialectic playing out in full tilt boogie on America, as well as the rest of the world. And everybody, of course, when the shot came out, and again, everybody's asking themselves before 2024 November, what's going on? Why was this Operation Warp Speed put out there? Why was Trump not told that it was a rush to get this on the market? Because Big Pharma wanted to make a crap load of money, and they did. Off the backs of hardworking Americans, if anything, this has hastened their deaths. I know people right now that have gotten the jab that are sick, and it's just a matter of time. Their days are numbered. If you know somebody like that and you see they're starting to have problems, all I can do is pray. This is all we can do is pray for them, because they drank the Kool-Aid. I don't know what else to tell you. It's a slap in the face to anything that, our conscience soaks the stuff up and it goes, something's wrong here. All these people are getting the jab or all of a sudden getting sick. I'm not taking it. You see, and then you get Megyn Kelly, coming on camera. Oh, Megyn Kelly, we all supposed to love you because you had a tete-a-tete with Fox News. And now you come out and you say, well, I don't know. I suppose I could have said no, but I took it. And now I've got an autoimmune disorder because of it. I think it's a vaccine injury. Duh, you think? God, this is craziness. Keith in Oklahoma, you're on. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Dave. You mentioned, I keep hearing the word, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I really didn't know much about him until the past couple of years, but I have some concerns after hearing him make the comment that as president, he would follow and implement CDC guidelines, and these guidelines became gospel and law and basically, destroyed our lives for, and still in the process of destroying our lives. So I'm really conflicted in, I guess the credibility there. I mean, if they know the truth, then why are they willing to still, follow and implement these, guidelines, which aren't guidelines, which became laws, which made, transformed our world and society into a bad place. I don't understand.
I do. He's saying it because it benefits him, because there's a certain faction out there that would vote for him as a result of it. And as soon as you attack the CDC and you're calling and you want to go in and you want to change the structure and the way that these agencies operate, when these agencies have that kind of control, because what's Democrat being a Democrat all about? Having control. And now you know why the Biden administration wants to shut him down and doesn't want him anywhere near the CDC because they want everything status quo. I wouldn't worry about it too much, Keith. I really don't think that he has a prayer in hell in this election cycle, as a write-in candidate. I just don't see it happening.
Right, yeah. Well, I don't either. I guess more where I was going with that was I don't know where his credibility is. Not that he would become president, but when he says stuff like that, where is his credibility? Which side is he on? I guess that's it startles me, really. It does.
They talk in circles.
Anyway. Yes. If you believe, okay.
Good perception, though, right. Keith. I love it. I love the fact you perceive this, and I get it. And people, they're out to sell books. They're out to get the word out. I understand that side of the argument. We should have that side of the argument 2 years ago when they were putting this garbage out. But the government withheld the information. And so now you have intent.
Yes. And, just to go back to that thing, CDC needs to be abolished, and it just does. And it does not need to be put forth as the government of the world, which it has. It has that power now, or it's being given that power of the world. Guidelines become laws, and here we are.
Yeah, I get it. Thank you for the input.
Thank you, Dave.
God bless you. Have a good weekend. Dustin in Michigan, you're up. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm a lifelong zero V test subject. I don't know if you know what that means.
No, but you'll enlighten me, I'm sure.
Okay. Zero V is a classification they put on the, your vaccine schedule for if you've not received any vaccines. I'm a lifelong control subject. I've never been vaccinated for anything.
And we're having a conversation.
It's created issues over the years, different things that was very difficult, took legal battles to be able to do, different kind of jobs and stuff like that. So there is a study, and they do contact us every now and again, but they like us to be anonymous, basically. But there is studies. I know for a fact Dow Chemical and their companies back in the 50s and 60s were doing vaccine efficacy studies for their purposes when they were trying to buffer aspirin and things like different formulas that they were working on. So the interesting thing is that there's healthcare workers that have no idea about this whatsoever, and they will completely flip out when they see that vaccine schedule. So I just wanted to throw that out there, that information is available. And the Wuhan flu didn't really, obviously I'm still here. So,
Yes, you are. Whatever. I know we're having this conversation. That's why I'm amazed. You're a vaccine subject and you haven't taken one, and how here we are.
Right.
And all these moms out there, Dustin, that have elected not to jab their kids at all. A lot of them are homeschooling their kids because they don't want to subject them to what's going on in public schools where they demand that you adhere to a vaccine schedule. I mean, this is good news from you. But the one thing that I know our listeners are going to ask, Dustin, is where can you find the research?
Where can you find the research? Well, that's a difficult study because a whole bunch of the doctors that were involved in all these studies, they're not with us. And, you know, you can't really get any good funding to fund this kind of a study.
Anyway,
I'm keeping on with a study myself. But as far as staying away from that crap, so anyway.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the input. I'm glad to know that there are studies out there with people that have never taken the jabs of any kind, and I'm glad you're one of them, and we're still able to have a conversation. That must say something. Thanks for the call.
Check the Amish communities. You know?
Yeah, thank you. There you go. Thank you, sir, for that. I'm glad you said it. I would not have even thought in our conversation that that would come up, but I'll tell you what. You see the religious belief of these folks? And these folks live without electricity. Now think about it. Think about all the things that have been promulgated on this show and the possibility of any kind of danger that would come upon the American people. And then look at this particular sect of religious people. I have been to Pennsylvania Dutch company, a country. Have you? And have you seen how they operate? Have you seen them walking behind the plow? Have you seen them do this? You know how they're going to survive. They're good into canning. They're good into everything. As a matter of fact, we've included in our gardening, farming, and homesteading a way to prevent the top five causes of chicken death, because I can guarantee you that the Amish eat right. They've got good diets. They understand what godliness is in having a temple. There's also an article on what's the difference between alfalfa and grass hay, because frankly, some people don't know the difference between the two and how it affects your livestock if you're feeding it to them. We also wanted to have an update on Hurricane Lee. It's now a monster category 4 storm. It's whirling through the open waters yesterday. Forecasters are warning it could become the first category 5 storm of the Atlantic season, strengthening into a major category 4 with winds of 130 mile an hour, as of last night. Of course, it will strengthen as time progresses when it hits the warmer waters. In the health category, researchers are seeing a surge in the number of people under 50 diagnosed with cancer. Now, after the conversation I just had with Dr. Brian Hooker, I ask you, think about this. This is a new study published in BMJ Oncology. The number of early onset cancer deaths increased by 27.7% from 1990 to 2019. What changed? Why are we starting to see the surge in the number of people under 50? Why are we seeing them diagnosed with cancer? How do we know these aren't turbo cancers? How do we know they weren't caused because of the ignorance of people drinking the Kool-Aid the government was dishing out? They want everybody under 50 to join the Jim Jones cult. Sponsored by Uncle Sam. That's right. You know, we've got some Kool-Aid for you with your name on it. And we have callers that say, you know, you got to look at these lipids, these nanolipid particles and what they have in them, really. What's going to happen? Are they frequency motivated? Everybody's got a theory. You know, you notice that you don't see a majority of the population because all the powers that be only want 90 million in the U.S. now, and we've got 333 plus. With the 6 million new immigrants crossing the border, half of them with tuberculosis, so we hear. But the thing is now is, you know, there's going to come a point in time when all of a sudden people start dropping like flies. Not now, but there's a kill switch out there somewhere. I think most of us get it. And of course, that all goes right back to what I was saying earlier about intent. This is how people are convicted of crimes, because of intent. The intent was to murder people with this jab, or make them so deathly sick they wish they were dead, to increase and lock down the number of depressed people in America, to get people to stop talking to each other, to distance from each other, to wear mask face diapers and not look at each other out of embarrassment and humility. And I'm compliant. I do what the government told me because I'm a good U.S. citizen that has absolutely no concept of what the Constitution of the United States says because I didn't learn it in high school. You see, that's where this whole thing is headed. And if that's not intent, I don't know what is. You got something you want to say? We still got a few minutes left, Dolphin. 844 769-2944. And if you're thinking your memory skills may take a big hit in decades after recovering from a concussion, well, memory issues, it's what it's saying. New study is indicating they studied male twins from an average age of 67, finding that earlier concussions were tied to lower scores on tests of thinking and memory. And of course, if you want to make a swap at breakfast to fight inflammation, a recent study published in Nutrients found that women who ate a high breakfast of monounsaturated fatty acids from olive oil had a significant decrease in inflammation markers when compared to those who ate breakfast made with polyunsaturated fatty acid made from margarine and butter. I just can't believe it's not butter. Yeah, that margarine's got what in it? Plastic. Huh. No wonder people got plastic in their hearts and lungs, huh? Amazing how that works. Managing inflammation is what it's all about. And the a sugary drink a day could increase your risk of chronic liver disease and liver cancer. This according to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Oh, finally, they're coming out with it. Yeah, you drink that garbage, those artificially sweetened beverages. Another Diet Coke, please. That's what happens. We talked a lot about what's going on in the COVID world. A judge has ruled in a historic New York teacher's case reinstating 10 workers with back pay after being fired for refusing to take the jabs. Believe it or not, it's happening. We already know that the COVID-19 jabs are reducing immune response. This is according to a recent study Dr. Brian Hooker just talked about. Mask mandates will not be coming to Texas and Florida and Huntington Beach, California. They have voted to ban mask and vaccine mandates. So if you live in Huntington Beach, California, you're outside of Los Angeles County. Or maybe they're in LA County, as a matter of fact. Well, that city has voted we're not going along with what the state is. Their city council said, no, we're not doing this. Wow. And of course, in the cancel culture realm, are you ready for this? The California State Assembly has now voted to declare next August 2024 and beyond. The month of August from 2024 and beyond shall now be called Transgender History Month. Wow. Man, oh, I just wonder about the grooming aspects of what's going on with California State Assembly people. How many of those do you think have had a little minor action? How many of you think are pedophiles? Why do you think they would do something like this? You think it's because they're going to get voted back into office because of all the transgenders now living in California? That's why they're ruining the state, folks. That's why so many people are moving out. They've had it. This is what we call stupid stuff. I would use the other word, but then we'd get kicked off the air because I said a bad word. Similar to the word feces. You can figure that out. We talked earlier, and one of our callers brought up The Rock and Oprah Winfrey are sitting there trying to solicit the public for Maui fire donations while pledging just $10 million. A fraction of their enormous wealth, tiny fraction. They posted videos to Instagram, and now they're getting blowback. Rightly so. If you guys were so concerned about the fires, you would have been pounding your fist on the table demanding answers now, sooner rather than later. And, of course, the truth about Jimmy Fallon, the late-night TV show host on The Tonight Show, oh, he's getting his rasher now. Employees are coming out saying that he would come in drunk at work and berate employees and create a toxic work environment. Little stunning Tonight Show expose out there. Two dogs have been found dead after eating a highly toxic mushroom growing in the backyard. We've got this Amanita mushroom out there called death caps, which cause liver failure. Folks, you need to go patrol your yards and make sure you don't have any of these growing. And while there's no guarantee your pet won't get sick, you got to look at the disease that plagues more than half of kitties 10 years and older. this chronic kidney disease, you know, feline CKD. We've got some articles on there about on our email blast. If you're a cat lover, you definitely want to do this. Bill in North Carolina, you're the last caller of the show today. Go ahead.
Yes, this call is about the book that I had heard on the Joyce Riley program several years ago.
Okay.
And so I wrote it down. It's Horrors of Vaccination Exposed and Illustrated, Petition to the President to Abolish Compulsory Vaccination in the Army and Navy in 1920, written by Charles Michael Higgins.
Okay.
So I checked with Barnes & Noble, and they said they didn't have it. It was out of date, but they could get it republished.
Wow.
And I questioned then the price of it. It says $43. So the guy says, I'm kind of like you are, says, I tell you what I'll do. I'll order it and get it in here. And if you don't want it, he says, I'll put it on the shelf.
And so he did, right?
And I looked at it for 15 minutes, and I paid the man for it.
There you go.
And also,
I appreciate it.
Also, the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, and Protocol 10 says they're going to manage the population through wars, envy, sedition, heresies, and vaccinations in bold print.
There you go. I appreciate it, Bill. We're out of time for today, but thank you for the input. I like to be reminded of stuff like that. We are done for today. I hope you guys have a blessed weekend. Don't illegitimus non carborundum est. Don't let the bastards get you down. Be kind to one another. Stay safe. Eat healthy. Pray without ceasing. We will see you on Monday. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.